Arush, Arjun, Dia and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just ringed and the teacher is out now after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hey Arjun, I was wondering that what shall I grow up as? What will you be?
Arush, I want to become God.
God?
Did I hear you want to be God to whom we pray?
The happy, mighty God?
Exactly, Dia. I want to be happy. Whatever we do in a day, anything we do because somewhere it makes us happy. I want to be completely happy. If you call happy soul God, I want to be God.
Okay, in that way, I also want to be happy.
Can we become God?
Yes, Dia. Any soul who wants to be happy can become God.
Do you know anybody like us who have become God?
Of course, our five Sarmashtis.
Oh, yes, I know their names. Ajanta Parmeshti, Siddha Parmeshti, Akshara Parmeshti, Upaja Parmeshti, and Sadhu Parmeshti.
Dia, out of these, Arihanta Parmeshti and Siddha Parmeshti are God, or Bhagwan, completely happy.
And other three Parmeshtis?
Arihanta Parmeshti, Acharya Parmeshti, Upadhyaya Parmeshti, and Sadhu Parmeshti are monks who practice the path of liberation. They'll attain happiness soon in the coming future.
Okay, but what do these five Parmeshtis do?
I know about Sadhu Parmeshtis. They are monks and practice the path of liberation.
And Upadhyas are like teachers. They teach other monks, like sadhus in their group.
And acharyas are the monitor of their group. They guide all the upadhyas and sadhus under them.
And arihantas and siddhas?
Arihantas have destroyed four karmas, have a body, and give us divya dwani.
And Siddhas have destroyed all the eight karmas and have no body. They reside at Siddhashila.
And these two Parmeshtis are completely happy, and that was the one.
Okay, so you all are saying that I too can become Bhagwan by practicing the path of liberation like Sadhu Parmeshtis?
Yes. Every single soul can be happy, can be Bhagwan.
Oh, great! But what will we do once we become Bhagwan?
Dia, Bhagwans are free from all attachments and therefore they do not do anything. They just enjoy the bliss.
But Bhagwan must be doing at least something.
Yes, Bhagwan are omniscient. They know each and everything of this world, and our Tirthankaras also give us Divya Dwani.
Tirthankaras?
Like Rishabhdev Bhagwan?
Yes, Arush. Tirthankaras are also Bhagwans who have fruition of Tirthankar Nam Karma. They have five Kalyanaks and are surrounded with Sambhavsharan and other glories.
And are 24 in number.
I guess I remember some of them. Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Samartinath, Samaprabhu, Subhashinath, Chandaprabhu, Pushpadant, Sheetalnath, Shriyasnath, Vasupuja.
Vimalnath, Anantanath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kunthanath, Arenath, Malinath, Munisuvratnath, Naminath, Neminath, Varshnath Mahavir.
From where do you all learn so much?
Arush, we all go to Jain Pachara 6 Mark 8, in which we are taught the way to get complete happiness. Why don't you come with us?
Yes, sure. I will definitely come with you all.
Great, Arush. So what do you want to be?
I want to be God, and we can all become Bhagwan by understanding the nature of Parmeshtis, Bhagwans, and our soul, and following the path shown by these.
We will become God.
Arush, Arjun, Diya, and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just ringed, and the teacher is out now. After giving them homework to think on, what do you want to be?
Hey, Arjun, I was wondering that what shall I go up as? What will you be?
Arush. I want to become God.
God?
Did I hear you want to be God to whom we pray?
The happy, mighty God?
Exactly, Dia. Yes, I want to be happy. Whatever we do in a day, anything we do because somewhere it makes us happy. I want to be completely happy. You call happy soul a God? I want to be God.
Okay, in that way, I also want to be happy.
Can we become God?
Yes, Dia. Any soul who wants to be happy can become God.
Do you know anybody like us who have become God?
Of course, our 5 Parmeshtis.
Oh, yes. I know their names. Aranta Parmeshti, Siddha Parmeshti, Achyara Parmeshti, Upadhyaya Parmeshti, and Sadhu Parmeshti.
Dia, out of these, Arihanta Parmeshti and Siddha Parmeshti are God, or Bhagwan, completely happy.
And other 3 Parmeshtis?
Acharya Parmeshti, Upadhyaya Parmeshti, and Sadhu Parmeshti are monks who practice the path of liberation. They'll attain happiness in the soon coming future.
Okay, but what do these 5 Parmeshtis do?
I know about Sadhu Parmeshtis. They are monks and practice the path of liberation.
And Upadhyas are like teachers. They teach the other monks in their group, like sadhus in their group.
And Acharyas are the monitor of their group. They guide all the Upadhyas and Sadhus under them.
And Arihantas and Siddhas?
Arihantas have destroyed 4 karmas, have a body, and give us Divya Dwani.
And Siddhas have destroyed all the 8 karmas and have no body. They reside at Siddhashila.
And these 2 Parmeshtis are completely happy, and that's for Bhagwan.
Okay, so you all are saying that I, too, can become Bhagwan by practicing the path of liberation like Sadhu Parmeshtis.
Yes, every single soul can be happy, can be Bhagwan.
Oh, great! But what will we do once we become Bhagwan?
Dia, Bhagwans are free from all attachments and therefore they do not do anything. They just enjoy the bliss.
But Bhagwan must be doing at least something.
Yes, Bhagwan are omniscient. They know each and everything of this world. that the Dunkers give us Divya Dwani.
The Dunkers?
Like Rishabh Dev Bhagwan?
Yes, Arush. Tirthankaras are also Bhagwans who have fruition of Tirthankar Nam Karma. They have 5 Kalyanaks and are surrounded with Samasharan and other glories.
And these are 24 in number.
I guess I remember some of them. Rishabhdev, Majidnath, Sammonath, Aminandanath, Sumatinath, Pamaprabhu, Spashinath, Chandaprabhu, Pushpadant, Sheetalnath, Shreyasnath, Vasupujya.
Vimalnath, Anandnath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kunthanath, Aryanath, Malinath, Munisuvratnath, Naminath, Neninath, Parshnath, Mahavir.
From where do you all learn so much?
Arush, we are going to Jain Pachala 6-8, in which we are taught the way to get complete happiness. Why don't you come with us?
Yes, sure. I will definitely come with you all.
Great, Arush. So what do you want to be?
I want to be God. And we all can become Bhagwan by understanding the nature of Ramesh's Bhagwans and our soul and following the path shown by these.
We will become God.
Arush, Arjun, Dia and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just ringed and the teacher is out now after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hello. I guess you lost Natasha and Arush.
Arush, Arjun, Dia and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just rung and the teacher is out now after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hey Arjun, I was wondering about what shall I grow up as. What will you be?
Arush, I want to be God.
God?
Did I hear you want to be God to whom we pray?
The happy, mighty God.
Exactly, Dia. I want to be happy. Whatever we do in a day, anything we do because somewhere it makes us happy. I want to be completely happy.
One second. I think we need to restart this again. Arjun, what happened? There was a long pause from you, Arjun.
Well, what happened is Diaz was strung out. It was like, God.
Okay. Let me just...
Arush, Arjun, Dia and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just ringed and the teacher is out now after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hey Arjun, I was wondering that. What shall I grow up as? What will you be?
Arush, I want to be God.
God?
Did I hear you want to be God to whom we pray?
The happy, mighty God?
Exactly, dear. Yes, I want to be happy. Whatever we do in a day, anything we do because somewhere it makes us happy. I want to be completely happy. If you are happy soul, a God, I want to be God.
Okay, In that way, I also want to be happy.
Can we become God?
Yes, Pia. Any soul who wants to be happy can become God.
Do you know anybody like us who have become God?
Of course. Our five Mishtis.
Oh, yes. I know their names. Aranta Pamishti, Siddha Pamishti, Akshara Pamishti, Upaja Pamishti, and Sadhu Pamishti.
Dia, out of these, Arihanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti are God, or Bhagwan, completely happy.
And other three Parameshtis?
The Acharya Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, and Sadhu Parameshti are monks who practice the path of liberation. They will attain happiness soon in the coming future.
Okay, but what do these five Parameshtis do?
I know about Sadhu Parameshtis. They are monks and practice the path of liberation.
And Upadhyas are like teachers. They teach the other monks, like sadhus and their group.
And Acharyas are the monitor of their group. They guide all the Upadhyas and sadhus under them.
And Arihantas and Siddhas?
Arihantas have destroyed four karmas, have a body, and give us Divya Dwani.
And Siddhas have destroyed all the eight karmas and have no body. They reside at Siddhashila.
And these two Parameshtis are completely happy, and that's what Bhagwan.
Okay. So you all are saying that I too can become Bhagwan by practicing the path of liberation like Sadhu Parameshtis.
Yes, every single soul can be happy, can be Bhagwan.
Oh, great! But what will we do once we become Bhagwan?
Dia, Bhagwans are free from all attachments and therefore they do not do anything. They just enjoy the bliss.
But Bhagwan must be doing at least something.
Yes, Bhagwan are omniscient. They know each and everything of this world. And our Tirthankaras also give us Divya Dwani.
Tirthankaras?
Like Rishabdi Bhagwan?
Yes, Arush. Tirthankaras are also Bhagwans who have fruition of Tirthankar Nam Karma. They have five Kalyanaks and are surrounded with Samosharan and other glories.
And these are 24 in number.
I guess I remember some of them. Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Sumatinath, Karma Prabhu, Sabashinath, Chanda Prabhu, Pashpadan, Shitanath, Shriyasnath, Vasapuja.
Vimalnath, Anantanath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kunthanath, Arenath, Malinath, Munisuvratnath, Naminath, Neminath, Parshnath, Mahavir.
From where do you all learn so much?
Arush, we all go to Jain Pachala 6.8, in which we are taught the way to get complete happiness. Why don't you come with us?
Yes, sure, I will definitely come with you all.
Great, Arush, so what do you want to be?
I want to be God, and we all can become Bhagwan by understanding the nature of Parameshtis, Bhagwans and our soul, and following the path shown by these.
We will become God.
Arush, Arjun, Dia, and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just rung and the teacher is out now. After giving them homework to think on, what do you want to be?
Hey, Arjun, I was wondering that what shall I grow up as? What will you be?
Arush, I want to be God.
God?
Did I hear you want to be God to whom we pray?
The happy, mighty God?
Exactly, Dia. Yes, I want to be happy. Whatever we do in a day, anything we do because somewhere makes us happy. I want to be completely happy. If you call happy soul a God, I want to be God.
Okay, in that way, I also want to be happy.
Can we become God?
Yes, Dia. Any soul who wants to be happy can become God.
Do you know anybody like us who has become God?
Of course. Our five Brahmashtis.
Oh, yes. I know their names, Aranta Parmeshti, Siddha Parmeshti, Acharya Parmeshti, Upacharya Parmeshti, and Sadhu Parmeshti.
Dia, out of these, Arihanta Parmeshti and Siddha Parmeshti are God or Bhagwan, completely happy.
And other three Parmeshtis?
Acharya Parmeshti, Upadhyaya Parmeshti and Sadhu Parmeshti are monks who practice the path of liberation. They will attain happiness soon in the coming future.
Okay, but what do these five Parmeshtis do?
I know about Sadhu Parmeshtis. They are monks and practice the path of liberation.
And Upadhyas are like teachers. They teach the other monks, like sadhus, in their group.
And Acharyas are the monitor of their group. They guide all the Upadhyas and sadhus under them.
And Arihantas and Siddhas?
Arihantas have destroyed four karmas, have a body, and give us Divyadvani.
And Siddhas have destroyed all the eight karmas and have no body. They reside at Siddhashila.
And these two Parmeshtis are completely happy, and that's for Bhagwan.
Okay, so you all are saying that I too can become Bhagwan by practicing the path of liberation like Sadhu Parmeshti.
Yes, every single soul can be happy, can become Bhagwan.
Oh, great! But what will we do once we become Bhagwan?
Yeah, Bhagwans are free from all attachments and therefore they do not do anything. They just enjoy the bliss.
But Bhagwan must be doing at least something.
Yes, Bhagwan are omniscient. They know each and everything of this world. And our Tirthankars also give us Divyadvani.
Tirthankaras?
Like Rishabhi Bhagwan?
Yes, Arush. Tirthankaras are also Bhagwans who have fruition of Tirthankar Nam Karma. They have five Kalyanaks and are surrounded with Samasharan and other glories.
And these are 24 in number.
I guess I remember some of them. Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhonath, Abhinandanath, Sumatina, Pamma Prabhu, Supashina, Chanda Prabhu, Pushpadan, Jagannath, Shriasnath, Vasupuja.
Vimalnath, Anantanath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kunthanath, Arenath, Malinath, Munisubratnath, Naminath, Naminath, Harshnath, Mahavir.
From where do you all learn so much?
Arush, we are going to Jain Pachala 6.8, in which we are taught the way to get complete happiness. Why don't you come with us?
Yes, sure. I will definitely come with you all.
Great, Arush. So what do you want to be?
I want to be God, and we all can become Bhagwan by understanding the nature of Parmeshtis, Bhagwans, and our soul, and following the path shown by these.
We will become God.